That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, as a last resort to save Abner from the charges piling up against him, Lum entered a plea of insanity for his client. However, that plan failed when the psychiatrist from the state hospital found Abner perfectly normal, but recommended that Lum be placed under observation. Well, now we'll soon see what happens next. Do you ever lie awake most of the night, friends, tossing and tumbling, trying to get to sleep? It isn't pleasant. Every sound is magnified and you worry about trifles. You know, you can't relax when you're nervous. And when you can't relax, you can't rest. You're irritable and jittery next day. Well, friends, if nervous tension occasionally keeps you awake, why don't you try Miles Nervi? It's brought restful nights and peaceful days to thousands for more than 60 years. Try Miles Nervine when noise, hurry, and confusion make you restless, wakeful, and cranky, or cause you to have nervous headache. Miles Nervine contains mild but effective sedatives compounded under the supervision of skilled chemists in Miles Laboratories. Better get a package of Miles Nervine at your drugstore. Caution, use only as directed. It comes in either liquid or effervescent tablet form. Be sure to ask your druggist for genuine Miles Nervine. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows back in the feed room of the Jot'em Down store, preparing to wind up Abner's disastrous trial. Listen.
It's all right, Uncle Henry. I'll take charge of Abner and see that he don't escape.
Yeah, I won't escape. Honest, I won't.
I'll bring him in as soon as the trial starts. Just want to have a little talk with him. So you just go ahead and sit down, Uncle Henry. Close the door there.
Yeah, all right.
Well, Abner, old boy, I guess this is it.
Yeah.
I just can't tell you how sorrowful I am that things turned out like they did.
Well, I know that you never meant for all this to happen to me, Lum.
Just seemed like everything I tried turned out bad. Just everything was against me, seemed like.
Well, don't feel that way now. You couldn't help it.
Yeah, it's nice of you to say that.
Well, you couldn't.
I thought surely I could get you out of all these charges on that insanity plea, but that never worked neither.
No, Dad, blame it, I was normal. Just my luck.
Fact is, it almost got me sent to asylum instead of you.
Yeah, how did you ever talk that doctor out of that? He was bound and determined he was going to lock you up.
I know, it weren't easy, I'll tell you that. I finally convinced him that I wasn't the defendant in the trial.
Oh.
But he still thought he ought to take me along with him.
He did, huh?
Yeah, and then Dick Huddleston had a talk with him, and he managed to make him think I was all right.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. Are you touched, Mom?
Well, of course not.
Well,
just trying to make the doctor think you was touched. Everything I said made it sound like I was.
Yeah, well, you did look a little silly sitting there with my head on sideways cutting out them paper dolls. He thought I was sort of your guardian or something, I believe, the way he acted.
Well, it's all over, so I reckon they might as well forget about it.
Yeah.
Point of it is that he did get around to examining you and found out you was perfect normal.
Yeah, he done it.
That's a surprise to me.
I can't do nothing right.
Now you've got to go back in there and face Harry Hodgkins and his lawsuit again you.
And you will have to find me guilty, huh?
Well, that's all I can do, Abner. I hate it the worst way, but just ain't no other way to handle it.
Oh.
As justice of the peace, I'm bound to say that you're guilty.
Yeah, huh?
And that you'll have to pay Harry that $500 he's suing you for.
$500. Well, if I can't pay all of it, will I have to go back to jail?
Well, if Harry's willing to take payment, maybe you won't.
Oh, he'll want cash, that varmint. I know he will.
Yeah, I'm feared so, too.
He'll do it stubborn.
Special with Squire being his lawyer.
Yeah, he's just as stubborn as Harry.
But the worst part of it is that this ain't the end of it, you know.
Huh?
The minute I pronounce you guilty in this trial with Harry, why, then Squire will rush forward and demand that I arrest you on all them other charges.
Uh-oh.
Judge bribing and mixing medicines out being a pharmacy sister. And trespassing and striking an officer and attempting jailbreak.
Doggone, I'm a worse criminal than I thought I was.
And then Dr. Grill will be right there with with him, you know, demanding that I press them robbery charges again.
I'm the public's enemy number one. W-O-N-1 is me.
Well, it don't look good for you. I'll have to admit that.
And I think I could have got out of all this for just 100 measly little dollars to start with.
Yeah. Or if you could have been testing the head, you see.
Well, Lom, I tried my best to be, but that doctor just wouldn't believe me. I'm sorrowful I'm so normal.
Well, it's too late to worry about that now.
So, if I could have just been more like you.
Well, we all have our limits. Better might as well face it.
Yeah, I'm just no good at nothing, I reckon. Just a no-good, no-count human.
No, I think it's me that ain't no good.
No, it's me. It's me.
Well, I sort of got you into all this. Ought to be ashamed of myself.
Oh, now.
That's the truth, Abram. You ought to whop me on the head.
No.
You ought to give me a good, swift kick. Here, I'll bend over and let you kick me.
No, no, I don't want to do that now, Lom.
Go ahead, I got it coming to me.
Lom, I don't want to kick you. You never got me into this trouble on a purpose.
Well, I got you into it, though. Go ahead and kick me while I'm bent over here. Go ahead, hard as you can. If any man deserves to kick another, and I grant you... Oh! Why, you little varmint.
Well, you told me to do it.
Well, you never need to do it so hard.
You said to make it a hard one. I never wanted to do it, but you insisted. You said, Abner, kick me as hard
well,
as you...
Well, you don't have to believe everything you hear, Abner. That's your trouble. You always take everything so literary.
Well, I'm sorrowful, but I thought you said when you wanted...
I ought to whop you one right on top of the head.
Huh?
Well, wait a minute. This ain't no time for us to be fussing at one another. After all, we might not see one another for quite a spell.
Not see one another?
Yeah. Let's just not talk about it, Abner.
Well, you mean...
Well, they can't send you up for very long, I don't think.
They can't, huh?
Well, not too long. I don't think you'd get convicted on all them charges. You're bound to get out of some of them.
Yeah, but even if I get out of some of them, there's still a lot left.
I know, but...
I reckon how long I'll get, Lom.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to say, Abner. I was picking it up last night, and... No matter how you look at it, even if you was guilty of all them charges, the most you could possibly get would be 72 years.
Yeah, well, it might... 72 years?
Yeah, but I know with me as your legal advisor, we could get that cut down way yonder lower than that.
72 years? I won't live that long, Lom.
Well, see, you got them right there.
Doggy's little pearl will be a grown-up woman by that time.
Well, Abner, I know good and well it won't be that long. Bound you, we can get you off with 5 or 25 years.
Lom, I wish you'd help Elizabeth keep this away from little Pearl. It'd just break her heart if she knowed her papa was nothing but a jailbird.
Well, she don't need to know. She ain't got enough points to get out of the Army no ways, has she?
No, but she might accidentally see my picture in that post office somewhere, that rewards, you know, up there.
Post office?
Yeah, you know how they stick them up, them criminals.
Oh, I don't think they'll hang your picture up.
They will, don't they?
That's more for desperate criminals that escape and all that. Rob post office.
Well, I'm desperate right now.
Just don't try to escape when you get to the penitentiary, that's all.
I won't, I promise. Aunt Lom, there's something else. Don't tell old Blue, neither.
Old Blue?
Yeah, that dog thinks a world and all of me. It hurt him, Lom. He thinks I'm so wonderful, you know. It just kill him. Break his little heart.
All right, I won't tell him.
No, don't make it to him.
Wait a minute.
Let him hunt his squirrels and be happy.
See who that is knocking at.
Huh. Uh-oh, all right. Hey. Now, what is it, Grandpa?
How soon are you going to get started here? I'm getting tired of waiting.
Yeah, pretty soon, I reckon.
Yeah, we'll be right in, Grandpa. You get everybody to calm down, and then you can open court in a half a second. We'll be right out.
Yeah, we'll be right out.
All right, but hurry up.
Well, I reckon this is it, Abner.
Oh.
Here, let me shake your hand, old boy.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm sure going to miss this old place.
Well, don't worry. I'll keep everything running here till you get out. Or till you get back.
That's 72 years. That's a long time to be keeping this door open waiting for me, Lom.
I want you to know how sorrowful I am the way things has turned out.
Oh, just forget it. I know you done your best. That's all any fella can do, I reckon.
I'll keep a fatted calf in the winder and a burning taper in the chimney corner.
72 years, that's going to be an old calf, I'll tell you that.
Well, Bogies. Come on, little pal. Better get out there, I reckon.
Yeah, better get out there.
Open Bogies. The door, Abner, old boy.
All right. Feel just like I'm walking into a dungeon. Lines then. With lines in it waiting to pounce on me.
Don't say that.
There's one of them right there, that dad blamed R. Hodgkin. Look at him, sitting there grinning.
You're more likely thinking about that $500 he's going to get.
Where's them other line, that Squire Skimp and Dr. Grill? Oh, surely they'd be sitting there just waiting to slap them other charges on me.
Don't worry, they'll be here. Dr. Grill's more than likely over at Squire's office working on a robot.
Yeah, me, 72 years, got to eat tough beef when I get out of 72-year-old calf.
I know he's been trying to get it back in shape again. What for, I don't know.
Well, come on, ain't no use standing here. Go in there and get it over with.
All right.
Hey, Grandpap, we're ready to start now.
Oh, yeah, all right, Abner. All right, folks, all right, simmer down. Court sensation. Justice of the peace, Lum Edwards presiding. Take it, Lum.
Roger. We're about to wind up the trial of Hodgkins versus E.S. Peabody. As a result of the report of the state psychiatrist, the defense is forced to withdraw its plea of insanity. So the defense rests its case. So now we'll have the closing statements from the respectful attorneys. Mr. Lum Edwards, attorney for Mr. Peabody, will be first.
Hey, Lum.
I'll be through in a minute, all right. Your Honor, as attorney for Mr. Peabody, I'd like
to... Oh, wait, Lum. He can't start yet, and my lawyer ain't here yet.
Well, whereabouts is he at, Ari?
I don't know. I called his office a while ago, but he wasn't there, so I figured he's on his way over here, but he ain't showed up yet.
Now, wait a minute. There comes somebody up out there. Oh, that's just Cedric. He ain't nobody.
Hey, Mr. Ari, I've got a note for you, Mr. Ari.
For me? Give it here, Cedric.
It's from Mr. Squire. He told me to give it to you.
Yeah, what does it say, Ari? What's in it? What does he say?
Oh, my goodness alive. They can't do this to me.
Oh, what does it say, Ari?
Lum, you adjourned this here trial for Abner every day last week, and I do it once for me. I adjourned the court.
All right, Ari. Court's adjourned.
Well, now what? Has Squire unearthed something else to hurl at poor Abner? Well, join us on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. I wonder how many of you folks have had this experience. You put in a hard day's work on the job, and when night comes, you're not particularly hungry. You're so tired and upset that a touch of acid indigestion may result. Well, when that happens occasionally, it's time to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. For Alka-Seltzer can help you get real relief in short order. You see, Alka-Seltzer not only neutralizes excess gastric acidity, but it also helps relieve that jittery feeling in the stomach. In fact, it can be so helpful that you can't fully appreciate its effectiveness until you try it. So next time, ask your druggist for a package of effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets. And remember, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.